Today's message is 102.7 Mike and the Antidote, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And in New Zealand, Jill, they have a pretty good ratio between the guards in their prisons and the prisoners.
Oh, okay.
They got about 9,000 people behind bars and another 9,000 staff members manning the prisons.
Oh, my good grief.
Yeah.
One to one.
Yeah.
If you get out of there, you're good. Yeah.
And again, it's, I guess that's how many people are staffing it, but still.
Yeah, that's 9,000 eyeballs.
Right. But what they also, plural eyeballs. Yeah,
right.
Okay, all right. I was like, wait a minute.
It depends. Some people might just have one.
They could. And all of a sudden, of all people, I stopped for a second to worry about math.
Because you know I can't do it.
And nor can I. So it's like we're a couple of idiots doing math.
Yeah,
you know, we need count from Sesame Street to help us with things. So we should have that. That should be another sidekick for us here.
Yeah, we could bring him in.
Keep us on tap here. But the thing is that it also gets hot there. They have a hot December through February summer.
Yes, that's why I want to move there in the winter.
Yep.
Our winter.
Right. And the trouble is they have to wear a lot of protection. Bulletproof vests, et cetera, and stuff like that. And so they had a record-breaking heat last year. And so there was a fear that it could fuel an increase in violence between the two groups.
Hmm.
And so they had a solution, Jill, and not everybody thinks the solution was a good one. I don't think the guards are complaining. The solution was buying $670,000 worth of slushy machines.
Ooh, yeah. So they don't get mad at each other?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Basically.
Well, so
slushies make everybody happy, apparently.
Well, I don't know that it was for the prisoners. It was for the guards.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, this is what I understand.
Well, then that doesn't make any sense because the prisoners will hate you even more.
Yeah. And what they thought was the DOC thought that having slushies on hand in 9 prisons could reduce staff discomfort and tension that could lead to inmate violence. Yeah.
That's the most random research ever.
Right. And they're defending their actions. They're saying the machines worked. You see, there was no significant problems occurring during the steamy summer, even with the staff wearing 13-pound stab-proof vests.
There you go.
Amid indoor temperatures that often hit 85 degrees.
Now we all know the
big deal.
Fix it.
We have that in the studio here right now.
That's how it feels, right now.
Yeah, so actually.
Sweating.
It's only 80 in here. But I can't say that
I'd rather be 80 outside.
Right. It does not look like you're wearing a 13-pound stab-proof vest, Jill. That's just your regular torso.
That's what I look like.
Yeah.
Thank you, though, for that.
Yeah. All right. I was trying to keep it nice. And they said that these slushy machines are up to 3 times more effective at lowering core body temps and heat compared to drinking water.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, I'm down with slushies as opposed to water.
I am, too, but then you get the brain freeze.
That's the boss.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put in a machine this summer for us.
I mean, we couldn't keep the machine cold enough to that it wouldn't.
That might be true.
And there's my whole diabetes thing.
Oh,
the fact that
too.
I would just sit here. I would be like Homer Simpson with his head under the slushy machine with his mouth open.
That would be stellar.
So it would be stellar. And I probably wouldn't have a problem with the 80 degrees in here. So, all right, there you go. Something to work on. Let's draft a memo.
Let's do it.
There you go. Water cooler conversation. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits is 102.7.